Welcome to Black Talk Radio News. This is Scotty Reed with a BTR News Report. And we have joining us today Kwabena Rasuli of the Gary, Indiana-based Clear the Airways Project. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, just enjoying family for a minute out here out west. About to get back to the grind. But, you know, even while we travel, while we do what we do, we still stay on point with this issue. This is such a major issue that's affecting us, so we have to stay on point with this. So this music issue,
most certainly. Now, before we get to some good news, I want to share some troubling news. Some of our listeners may not have heard that, but we have this guy by the name of Bob Romanek, who is on the radio station in St. Louis. That station is KQQZ. That's 1190 AM. Now, this is a radio personality who in January, on January 19th, to be specific, went on a full 50-minute tirade on air. He was angry with Waka Flocka Flame, who at a concert took one of his patrons or fans' Donald Trump T-shirt and literally wiped his ass with it on stage. Now, Mr. Romanek, obviously a fan of Donald Trump, did not like that. And he expressed that for, again, a full 50 minutes on air by repeatedly calling Waka Flocka Flame a no good, no count, greasy N-word. He also mocked the way African Americans speak. And then he invited people to challenge him on air. One of the things that he stated was, "I know what a black greasy son of a bitch take will be." Well, he's got every right to do that, he said. Now, before this particular incident, Kwabena, I found out that the guy was actually running for office in that area, but he lost. But on air, he referred to the guy that he was running against as a faggot. And the FCC actually did investigate that and said it was well within his First Amendment speech rights to utter the word faggot on FCC licensed airways. So now he, you know, weeks later, as I just read, he then calls Waka Flocka Flame a greasy N-word. And the FCC has yet to do anything about it. I know I've been talking to people like Paul Porter who have been addressing this issue. I hope to have him on in a couple of weeks for an update. But what do you think about this story, man? I mean, I know you dealing with the N-word on killer radio stations all day long, but we're talking about talk radio and in the context of a white male talking about a black man and calling him a greasy N-word. I mean, what are your thoughts on that going out over the publicly licensed airwaves in St. Louis?
I think it's offensive. I think it's unacceptable. And I think the FCC should sanction them and sanction them properly. They, you know, they have regulations that state that indecent and this indecent programming should not be allowed between 6 and 10, and obscene should never be allowed, even though that may not be obscene to some people. But, you know, they have some sort of ways that you can get around it, or enough people complain about it, or things like that where it can be dealt with. But it's, I think it's very offensive, and just, I don't know, it's just crazy, man, how we get away with, how we allow people to get away with disrespecting us, whether it be people like this fool in St. Louis, or people like Waka Flocka Flame, and a lot of the music that he puts out, he talks about hanging ends. And, you know, the major hit song this dude came out with was called Only Do It, which is a song, actually a song about murder, a song about killing people. One line, he talks about even hanging in. He shoots somebody in the head, and while they're laying out bleeding, ask them, well, how you feel? How's that feel? You know, Only Do It. So as much as we should be offended and deal with this fool, what's his name, Romanowski or?
Bob Romanek.
Romanek, sorry to the linebacker, and apologies to the linebacker from the 49ers back in the day. But as much as we should have disdain for what this fool did, we should have even more for these ratchet slop hop artists who drop in bombs on African people constantly. Because I feel self-hate is even worse than hate from those who don't look like us. Right. So, yeah, I mean, he needs to be checked. So I agree with that. He does need to be checked, though.
Now, St. Louis Today wrote an article about it, and they said that Romanick's commentary meets two of the Supreme Court's three criteria for intervention. He explicitly described Waka Flocka's excretory functions to the point of indecency, along with his own embellishments, and his profane language clearly qualifies as grossly offensive. Now, I don't know what the third point would be, but according to them, they feel like he has met at least two of those points. So this is an issue, again, that we do have some people working on, and we hope to have Paul Porter, a legendary radio personality who actually called into the station and told the man that, look, I've been in radio for 40-something years. You cannot say the N-word on the radio like that. So hopefully we'll get an update on that soon. So, but again, like, go ahead.
The FCC needs to properly check him. And like you all are working on it. We need to work on it to make sure they do check this fool for what he did. But I look at the example of the NBA recently with Andre Iguodala, you know, his comments when they were held out of that game several weeks ago at San Antonio, when he said the master comment and he dropped a couple N-bombs. You know, he was fined $10,000. But when Kobe, who else, Joaquin Noah and Hibbert, each of them dropped the F-bomb, they were fined $50,000, $75,000, and $100,000 disrespectively. That's how much they were fined. And same thing with Russell Westbrook. Earlier game against Golden State, one of his teammates was trying to go talk to Kevin Durant, who now plays with Golden State, and he dropped the N-bomb. No, we'll talk to that man, that B-ass in. No fine, nothing. If I heard it, NBA heard it. So, I mean, we're like the Rodney Dangerfields out here, bro. We just got to get more respect, and we have to start respecting ourselves, too. Yeah, that fool needs to be checked, and I hope the FCC does the right thing and fine him properly, or that station properly. But when I hear Young Slug on the radio constantly, and we file with FCC concerning this, on this song, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, how the F and N, both the F and the N-word are easily heard when they play this song. Easily heard. And I'm not sure if they've been fined. They didn't tell us that they fined them. And this is all during the day that they play this song. All during the day. A song about how I'm in love with drugs. I'm a stoner.
Now, as we stated, you found it Clear the Airways Project, and we've been talking about some of the things that you are working toward, and that's clearing the airways of this toxic, toxic music that is poisoning the minds of our young people. And I wouldn't even just say I'm concerned about young people, because there are some older people, man. I can't believe that I got into an argument with someone in their 40s about the impact of gangster rap on the psyche of individuals. This person, despite all these studies that show us that media can influence people, influence their behaviors, and for this person to defend gangster rap and make it seem like it was harmless just goes to show you we got a long way to go on educating people, Brother Quabla.
Yeah, we do. I mean, and along the same lines, man, of this idiot in St. Louis, there was iHeartRadio, formerly Clear Channel, who are one of the main perpetrators of this audio rape, this audio assault of the masses of our people. They had the audacity to host a town hall meeting in the Lawndale section of Chicago, the west side of Chicago, which is in the heart of where a lot of this craziness is going on and this fratricide is going on. And their town hall was called Stop the Bleeding. Now, last month, they also hosted their annual awards, in which they, I believe the award was for their best announcer, was this guy out of Houston. And what this dude out of Houston does, and this is a talk show, this is why he does out of Houston. Every Monday, he had been highlighting or lowlighting the weekend killings and shootings and killings in Chicago, and all sorts of disrespectful language and words he was using, just mocking the deaths of these mostly African victims of the fratricide that's taking place in Chicago. And he gets, again, awarded as their best announcer. And so then, wow, a couple weeks later, you're going to come to the South Side, and you're going to hold a forum on the Stop the Bleeding, an anti-violence forum. And then in the midst of that, even on your station in Chicago, WGCI, you're playing songs about being bad and bougie and 30 rounds and shooting ends. And if Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. In February, man, this station had, out of your top 11 songs, five of them which said the statement or the tag for DJ Metro Boomin, a beatmaker Metro Boomin out of Atlanta. His tag on his beats is No Future rapping. If Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. In five of the top 11 songs. And then you're going to come to the community talking that craziness. So one thing that was good, though, the people in the community, a lot of people in the community were checking. Even before we got there, they were like, what about this music y'all play? That promotes the violence. And so several people, even some archives, checked. And one of our brothers, Brother AI, said, look, program director, you'll sell out. And all the announcers said, you'll sell out, you'll sell out, you'll sell out. And one of the things one of the announcers, the morning show announcer, said in response was, how y'all going to get on us to check us playing this music when y'all at the club dancing to it? That was her retort. That was her weak retort. So at these clubs, 21 and over, and like you said, well, the adults party to this science fiction, ignorant music. They're adults, but when it's on GCI or 92.3 or whatever, it's KKDA in Dallas or whatever, Ratchet Station, Hot 97 New York, our children are listening to it. They can't even get in the club. And all y'all rapping about is stripping.
And Brother Kwame, there's a big difference between music being played in a club and music being played on FCC publicly licensed airwaves. So there's a big difference there. You know, I'm speaking for myself, but, you know, I know you two from speaking to you over all these years that you're not asking for censorship. We're only talking about the enforcing the already established FCC rules on obscene and vulgar language being broadcast over the airwaves. So, again, that's a big difference then. Hey, you go to the club, listen to whatever you want to. You driving in your car, you know, listen to whatever you want to. But what we're talking about specifically is publicly licensed community radio stations. And that's a problem. Now, we've been talking about the problem over the past several minutes, and it's all bad news out there, but there's also some good news. And you informed me a couple of weeks ago about, I believe it was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gary, Indiana passing a resolution against this toxic killer radio. And if it wasn't Gary, who, and I also read that some other cities have taken up similar resolutions to try to address this very serious problem. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, the city of Gary in February passed the resolution condemning the music, the content being played on both radio stations, Power 92.3 and WGCI. These are two radio stations that broadcast throughout the Chicagoland area, of which Gary is a major part. Gary has seen, before the population went down to below 100,000, where Gary was like the murder capital of the U.S., where they took the statistics for cities, again, over 100,000, year after year after year in the 90s and up until early 2000s when the population dropped. And we know the effects of the music. And so we met with city council members, and the resolution actually is very similar to a resolution that was passed by the city of Wilmington, Delaware, that our comrades in Rage Against the Ratchet helped push through in Wilmington, Delaware. And so it's symbolic, but we can turn that symbolic into something substantive if we get other cities to come on. Detroit has a copy of the resolution. We've given it to some of their council members, including the president of the city council. They know it. They have that resolution. New York has it. We're trying to get it in Greenville, South Carolina, the Malcolm X grassroots movement. They have it in Greenville, South Carolina. City of Chicago, we're trying to get with some of the aldermen out there so they can get this resolution passed. Because it's happening all over. The effects of this music is affecting us negatively all around the country. So, yeah, we need to make that something that's very substantive. So we need other cities, whoever's listening to this, need to copy that resolution, email us at clearairwaves@gmail.com. We'll share it with you, or check out our page at Clear the Airwaves Project so we can get that out there. One of the things that the Final Car article, it didn't talk about the resolution, I don't think, but that's something we got to get out there and spread out. It didn't, yeah. But that was good, too, because that article, again, being in L.A. the other day, seeing it, seeing brothers from the nation saw it in the article or seen it in a Simply Wholesome in the good black-owned health food store. They had it there. Having it being in New York right before that, having it in New York on the streets on Malcolm X Street in Harlem, Lenox Avenue. I mean, so it's nationwide with this information is getting out that people are resisting. People are fighting against this blatant, horrible attack on the culture of our children with this music. And Brother Scotty, we appreciate, you know, Black Talk Radio Network, man, for getting this word out, man, for several years now. But, I mean, it's time now, man. We got to up the ante on these fools, man.
I would agree with you. Now, you said that the resolutions are symbolic, but I think they represent some very good progress in just getting these politicians to pick a side. Because, you know, you can't play down the middle on this one. Either you for this garbage on the airways or you not. And so I think it's progress in putting these politicians on the spot and then putting something down on paper and putting that out to the public. That's like a weapon now that you have in your arsenal so that when you go to, let's say, the franchise owner at the local McDonald's and say, look, you know, you got to stop advertising on these toxic killer radio stations. And this is what the city council had to say about it. So, I mean, would you agree that it can be a tool in the tool chest against the sponsorship of killer radio?
Wholeheartedly. That is one of the strategies is to get it to these their financiers, which are their sponsors. Also, we talked earlier about the FCC. The FCC should have copies of these when they come up for their hearings for to renew their licenses. That, you know, we have these cities who have condemned this crap. And, you know, and you talked about it earlier again with the adults that are listening to it, but the children. I mean, children are children. They can't fend for themselves in most cases. They need adults to protect them. And so we as responsible adults should be protecting our children. I mean, it ties into while we were at that mock forum that we're having, talking about Stop the Bleeding last Tuesday, a week ago today, we found out about a 15-year-old girl that was missing in Chicago. And then the next day, we come to find out that there was a video, or later on that night, a Facebook Live video of her being sexually assaulted.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. I mean, but then again, these radio stations are playing songs like from Lil Uzi Vert, "You Was Right, I Was Wrong." Instead of taking this one night stand, I got home. I should have just hit it in the club. But no, I took it home. I guess I kind of fell for it. Then I come to find out she's with four of the dudes that she's dealing with. I get mad at her. I'm going to take it out on her family. I get with her sister and I make her vanish.
Right.
I make her vanish. And they don't edit that on the radio. I F her sister. They just take the UC out of that and make her vanish. And so this is played on the radio constantly. That was the top 10 song I talked about, which also included the statement, which don't fit anywhere in that song. If Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. It's in that song too. And so if our children are hearing this constantly, I was telling this to some people we were talking the other day. When I was coming up, if all I'm hearing is that, if all I'm hearing is them H's ain't loyal, ain't nothing to cut that B off, I will never wife her, only one nighter. The woman are full of lies. I just F them and pass it to my guys. If I'm hearing the song, my end, I F the N, B, and pass it to my N, what do you think I'm going to be more likely to do or participate in?
Right.
You know, so as we deal with people were calling for the young brothers off with their heads and they got to be dealt with, I said, hold up. Yeah, this is no excuse, but we got to deal with the reasons why this stuff happens. And yes, they're going to suffer the consequences. Unfortunately, they've been brainwashed. They acted out on this. They got to suffer the consequences when they get caught. And these are young cats who are doing this and adults who are watching them. But at the same time, like Malcolm said, if you got a dog sicked on some people, the dog was sicked on the children in Birmingham or whatever, the dog is attacking you, deal with that dog. But not just the dog, you deal with the people who sick that dog on you.
Right.
And so we're seeing these radio stations, these corporate-owned media executives, they're the ones who are sicking, making our children sick with this poisonous, toxic programming that they're playing constantly. You know, the song Bad and Bougie was number one in January, number one throughout February, number one throughout a long portion of March. Right now, it's number four in the country. Bad and Bougie. Horrible song. If you get a chance, check out the lyrics to it, check it out. But now that is number four, their song T-shirt from the Migos. is number two. And the number one song, the name of it escapes me right now, but the first line on the number one song even right now includes the lyrics, "If Young Metro don't trust you, I'ma shoot you." So you have a song on black radio that was number one for 3 months that said in there, "If Young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you." Replace that, now the new number one song says, "If Young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you." That's killer programming.
Yes, it is. You know, I want to go back to something you brought up, and that was the unfortunate crime that happened against the young sister in Chicago who was gang raped on Facebook Live. The alleged perpetrators were live streaming this on Facebook. Now, Brother Quabbin, I've been in a debate with some of our sisters, and I know that our sisters have been involved in this campaign to clear the airwaves of this toxic programming. But we got a lot of sisters who've been telling me that they don't think that black males support them and that black males are the problem in their lives, and that every time something bad happens to them, it's a black male who is behind it. But I've yet to hear, and again, I will not get into a gender blame game, but I'm just wondering why these feminist groups who care about women's issues or issues facing black women, why these groups have not taken on this issue of them being disrespected and targeted, you know, on killer radio. Have you heard from any of these groups in providing support in your efforts? Again, I know sisters are involved through Rage Against the Ratchet, been involved in helping you, but I'm talking about feminist groups that are saying that the black woman is under assault. But I'm like, do they not understand that a part of that assault, it's the assault on our ears that I feel is programming. I think the studies and the evidence will back up that it's programming people in our community to disrespect and even attack the black female or the black woman.
I have your H on a leash. I F your H and pay her bills. We can go on and on. I take it out her back and have her turn around and put it in her mouth. You know, I'm a dog. I'ma treat it like a dog, feed it like a dog, beat it like a dog, and pass it to my dogs. Constantly. Our black women are constantly disrespected in this music. And yes, we've reached out to whoever to help out with this situation, because we know it is a major issue. And, you know, we work with some of the Black Lives Matter group in Gary, which includes some sisters who, I don't know if I would call them feminists, but they're still on that, and they've helped out some, but we need more. We definitely need more sisters working with us on this issue. You know, Rosa Clemente, you know, she's on that. She may get mad if I wouldn't call her. I don't know if she was considered herself a feminist or African Latinx. I know she says Latinx activist organizer. But she knows what's going on, and we need help, more help from her. And she worked. That's how she got big, you know, with her fights with Russell Simmons back around the turn of the century, dealing with this whole hip hop piece. And so, yeah, we need more help from the sisters. But yeah, there are brothers out there who are working to support our sisters. But you know, Scotty, I'm one of the ones, man, who try not to separate these issues. These issues affect all right. of us. You know, when you call our women B's and H's, that's to me, because when these killings happen, they most of the time try to put it on gang related. But one of the things we ask brothers, if someone was to call your mother or your little sister or your big sister or your girlfriend or your grandmother, B or H, how would you accept that? And we have yet to talk to any brother yet who said they would not react in a calm way, that they would not react maybe violently to deal with that situation. That's just somebody calling her that. And so we say, if it's not cool for someone to address your individual family member, women folk in your family like that, why is it good for mass media to do that constantly for the masses of our women? And so when this happens, like I said, we react violently. And when we react violently, a lot of times it results in killing or someone getting shot. And so it affects all of us. And so, yeah, no, we need to be up. We need our sisters with us. We need more brothers supporting the sisters. You know, one of the things that we're hoping to do, Brother Scotty, is try to, you know, maybe do like a moratorium, convince our sisters to put a moratorium on this ratchetness. When we go to the club, I ain't trying to hear no more music that disrespects women. You're playing that. My own sister, I think you met her earlier here. She, and since she knows we're on the struggle, she went out recently and she's like, some of these songs come on. She don't dance to them anymore. She's not dancing to these songs. And so we just maybe just need to have a campaign where sisters get together. Maybe the sororities can help out with this. Not dancing to any more of this, going to the club and dancing to any more of this music. Radio station playing this music disrespecting black women, we don't want to hear it. We're not going to listen anymore. You know, we need to start a campaign like that.
I agree, Brother Kwabena. Before we go, can you remind people of the online app that they can use to just fill out a quick report to the FCC whenever they hear this obscene, vulgar, violent music come on their local FCC licensed airwaves? Again, we want to point that out, that we're not talking about satellite radio. We're not talking about internet radio. We're talking about terrestrial radio that is supposed to adhere to community guidelines on obscene music, and they are not, and the FCC has not been enforcing it. But like you mentioned, it is key that we get people making these complaints. The more people complaining about it, the more likely it is we'll get some movement. So what is that app that people can use to file a complaint at the FCC if they hear some of this killer messaging or programming coming over a killer radio station in their area?
Brother out of St. Louis, Anthony McDonald, got inspired by the Mike Brown situation and created this app, Exum app, Now Protest. They deal with protests all around the world. And one of the ones that they saw that was fit to deal with was the Clear the Airways Project. So they have an app on there which you just click Now Protest, and it takes you right to the, it creates an email to the director of the FCC, the chairman of the FCC, which highlights some of the ratchet music that's being played on these stations and files a complaint with the FCC pretty much. But this letter goes directly to the chair of the FCC. So we'll repost it again. It's pretty interesting that you bring it up, because this morning I got a message from our brother McDonald about Now Protest, because on Gary Bird's show, Gary Bird was complaining about this song called Molly Percocet from No Future, a song called Molly Percocet that they say the children are starting to like a lot. And so, yeah, so and so that's when Anthony said, no, you want to, somebody brought up, what about the FCC? Yeah, we got an app right here. And you know, the sad part about that, Scotty, between August and December, when we started that piece on Now Protest, we only had like 20-something people, man, send that three or four minute task, send that letter to the chair of the FCC. Only about 20-some people. If I'm FCC chair, okay, I got another one of them. Next week, I'll get another one. I may not do anything either. So we need to do more of that. And like you said, we need to have more people send these letters in to the FCC and do the complaint. The complaint form takes about 4 or 5 minutes. But what we'll do is we'll repost those to the Clear the Airways Project page so we can get that out. Hopefully you can help repost those too. I'll send it to you also on the Black Talk Media Network page. And one other thing about the censorship that you brought up earlier, people tell us a lot of times you guys are talking about censoring this music or censorship of these radio stations. And Bob Law, and hopefully you're going to talk to him soon, but Bob has an excellent response to that, where he says, it's not us that are censoring music, it's them. We as black people enjoy the whole array of good music, of blues, of hip-hop, R&B, of reggae, we enjoy all of jazz. They're censoring out all the conscious hip hop. They're censoring out all the beautiful R&B music. It's not us who are calling for censorship. They are these radio stations, they're the censors, not us.
Right, right. So Brother Kwabena, again, those who are watching, you can hook up with Brother Kwabena and the Clear the Airways Project. Just put that in the Facebook search engine, Clear the Airways Project. Follow the page. Make sure that you push the button to get notifications as well whenever there's new posts. Brother Kwabena, as we get ready to wrap it up, I want to thank you again for taking the time out to speak with me today on these very important issues. Do you have any final comments to leave with the listeners?
Yes, music is culture, and culture is defined as a people's way of life. this music that they're playing and that they're targeting our children with specifically is indoctrinating them and inundating them with messages of destruction, of self-hate, of disrespect of our women and our families. And we have to, we must do something to put a stop to this. We can. We know we're up against a big enemy, but we also know we can defeat them. We're right, we're with right, and we can defeat them. And we will. We will, but we need the people. We can't do it by ourselves. If we can do it by ourselves, it's been done already. So we need the people with us. We need warriors. Warriors like yourself, brother. Appreciate you and Black Talk Radio Network, man, for assisting in this fight. This is a struggle. But it could be over, man, in a couple weeks. You know, we just got to put in the work and make it happen.
Thank you again, Brother Kwabena Rasuli, Clear the Airways Project. You have a great day, sir, and you stay safe behind these enemy lines of USA Inc.
One love, brother. You too.